Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time.
Time for Silver and Black today.
To the ground game. Touchdown, Las Vegas. We're breaking down the latest Raider news from on and off the field and bringing you conversations with newsmakers and record breakers. So hold on, Raider Nation. It's time to
get it on.
Here's your host, Scott Goldbranson and Mo Moten.
Raider Nation, it's time again. Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast. We are back. It is Thursday. It is time to talk Raiders football as they inch towards this weekend's exhibition game, preseason game, glorified practice, whatever you want to call it, against the Minnesota Vikings. The first this season at Allegiant Stadium. And to talk about all of that, as always, is my partner, my good friend, Mr. Mo Moten. All right, Mo, we go to, I call it week two of the preseason, but it's technically week one because the Raiders Hall of Fame game didn't really count. It was more of an exhibition. So here we go, but we're kind of into the second week.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. It's the Raiders' second week. It's everyone else's first. Shout out again to Raider Dad, who's taking 46-plus families to the game this Sunday. Just want to shout him out again. Josh Kamenei doing his thing. Join him in the J-Lot. If you're going to the game, see what he's all about. Doing great stuff.
J-Lot. That's right. Get out to the J-Lot. There's J-Lot, all
take over.
Remember when the Raiders were moving to Las Vegas because of the parking situation, because of the urban setting of Allegiant Stadium, a lot of people were concerned about that. Some people won't let it go too. They're still upset about it. But you're starting to see now into the second season, this culture develop. They call it by the lots, and there's an A group lot, just like there was in Oakland. I mean, I'm not comparing Oakland tailgating to Las Vegas tailgating, not the same, but they're starting to develop that culture, which just takes time. And certainly the J-Lot, go find him, go find Raider Dad, give them any support you can, even if it's just to stop by to say hello, to say, hey, thank you for doing what you do.
Bring your family.
Bring your family. Absolutely. And show those kids some love and show the organization love, because they're doing good. Now, we're going to get into a couple different things today. And if you're listening, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We are so happy. I won't give away inside information, but this podcast and you, Raider Nation is just freaking amazing, because we are one of the fastest growing podcasts on the network, if not the fastest. Mo and I are working hard to make it the fastest growing podcast on the network. But you guys are doing it. It's all you. So thank you very much. We're just shocked and just humbled by how the response has been since the move over to Odyssey. So thank you. But subscribe and then drop us a 5-star rating wherever you're listening. If you're watching us on YouTube, we have some fans. I don't know why. You guys will have to tell me, but some just don't want to listen. They want to watch and they consume it on YouTube. And that's cool. We're wherever you need us to be. We're your Johnny's on the spot, so to speak. Does anybody use that?
If you want to call us to be in your living room, you know, just give us a call. We'll do house calls. We'll do a live show right there in your kitchen, your living room, your bedroom. Maybe not your bedroom, but
We'll come into your home. I mean, let's, like, you know, we're family, so we'll come in there. But do that for us too. If you're watching us on YouTube, then you know that I'm wearing an Arizona State hat for Mo's guy on the Raiders, right? Darian Butler. I am also wearing sunglasses tonight. Not because I'm old and I want to look like some one of those guys in Palm Beach. No, they are. If you can tell, Mo, you know who wore these glasses, right?
Fill me in.
No.
Fill me in. Go ahead.
No.
I guarantee this is a dated reference. I guarantee it is.
But relevant this week, because these are Elvis sunglasses, okay. Right? The big old 70s jaw. Hello. It's Elvis week. This is the week they celebrate, or not celebrate, but they remember Elvis because he died on August 16th. So I'm just being goofy. I'm bringing a little of my Vegas. Hey, to the show.
Trivia question. There you go. Look at that. Scott, bringing in the 40 plus people. There you go.
40 plus. And that one is probably more like 60 or 70. I'm on the young side of that group. but yes. And not only that, but you know, a little bit of trivia, music trivia, because I love music. One of Elvis's best friends until the end of his life is a beloved R&B singer. Now think of the same age group. Can you guess who it was? They talked on the phone quite often.
No idea.
If I gave you a clue, like, I got ants in my pants.
Go ahead, Scott.
You got to know who James Brown is. Come on, man.
Of course I do. This is your line of fun here. So I'm gonna let you have the stage there.
Anyway, so we move on. If you're watching visually, we're being goofy. If you're listening to us, we're describing. Yes, I'm wearing orange tinted Elvis glasses along with my yellow Arizona State Sun Devil hat with the pitchfork of the Triton. It's actually more pitchfork Triton slash thing. Mo is wearing a T-shirt. Mo, could you show everybody? Let me get the video here so it's just you. What does that say? Got sources.
I may not have any. Shout out to Obi, by the way, who sent me the shirt. Obi doing nice. His thing at hittandsoul.com. Shout out to him. But not that I have any sources, but you know, it's a question you should ask on Twitter. When someone throws out, you know, some news, some rumors, just ask them. Got sources. That's why I'm wearing this shirt. It's an ode to that.
And it's in the script for those listening. It's in the script of the Got Milk font. Yes. For those of you who are into graphics. And yes. So it's very cool. But Mo, you have sources. You're just not a breaking news guy, so you don't have to use them. You just use them for information.
I mean, to make you better. People chirp in my ear, but I'm not a newsbreaker. That's not my lane. As I said on Twitter this week, that's not my lane. Yeah. I hear things, but I don't report news. I leave that to the reporters. I'm an analyst. I'm a guy who gives opinions, not breaks news.
And that's what we do too. I mean, even when you think about it, and we talked about it a little bit on the last show, which is, you have all these content creators, fan content creators and all this stuff, and they do that clickbait stuff. And I don't use clickbait as a negative all the time. I'm just saying what it is. And so, that day there's a fight in practice. That person's got a video up saying who won the fight, and it's got them superimposed onto a Rocky image, right? You know, that kind of stuff. That's what drives video on YouTube. If we did that stuff, our channel would probably be 3 times the size it is, but it's not. We just don't do that, right? And so that's fine. Everybody's got their own stuff.
And this is just kind of like a spinoff off of the Josh Jacobs trade rumors that went wild over the past week. I actually have an article coming out on Bleacher Report. Well, it's out already. If you want to read that, I basically explain why the Josh Jacobs trade rumors are just absolutely silly. And why it doesn't make sense. We did a show, our last show, basically.
On Tuesday, yeah.
Yes, you had the clever header. Josh Ray, yes, basically saying it's all bullcrap. But
yep.
I put it in written form if you guys want to read why it's bullcrap. And I explained it very thoroughly. So check that out on Bleacher Report when you get a chance.
Yeah, and that's the point. Like, it is. Fans can talk about it. Somebody can mention it once. But the way the internet now is, it just catches fire and people get overly excited about it, which Mo's getting so good at this, right? Called the segue in the biz. So that's going to segue into a little bit of a rant. And I got into some, I wouldn't say arguments, some heated discussions with folks over another stupid rumor. Excuse me. I'm not calling you stupid if you like it. I'm just saying it's a stupid rumor. Okay. Let me clarify. I'm not calling anybody stupid. I call myself that sometimes. But other than that, listen, Roquan Smith, the Bears, there was a rumor comes out. Oh, Roquan Smith wants to be traded. He demanded a trade. He put out a statement saying that, right? He wants to go. So instantly, and I'm not saying the Raider fans are the only team that does this. I think a lot of fan bases do this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got to go get him. Let's go. Kendrick Lamar needs a new record contract. Raiders should sign him. You know, I mean, come on. Like, it doesn't matter who the name is. If they're a top-end player, everybody says they should go sign him. But I kept laying out why it won't happen. And if you look at Dave Ziegler and his MO, it doesn't work either. To which then I got the fallacy stuff, which is, well, he went out and traded for Devontae Adams and he traded Yannick Ngakoue away. And it's like, but they're not comparable. So Mo, let's start to talk about this. Cause again, and I'm not insulting anybody. I'm totally fine with debate. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat a shoe. I don't care, whatever you want me to do, okay? But I'm just telling you, people have to look, as a fan, you're so passionate, and we talk about it all the time. Raider Nation is the best, and so passionate. And more than that, Mo, they want to win. They are so hungry to win. So I'm not insulting anybody. But let's look at this as a chessboard, not a checkerboard, okay? If we look at the Raiders, they're not that far away, but they're not quite there either. They're not one player away. If they were one player away, okay, you give up some future draft picks. You take on the contract, even though he wants a bigger contract because he's coming to the end of his rookie deal. But Mo, let's talk through logically why this just doesn't work, despite the fact that they could use him on the field. There's no question. But why it doesn't work and why we don't see Dave Ziegler doing something like that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I have two reasons why it won't happen. Now, I will say, context, I didn't think they would trade for Devontae Adams, but it also...
Me either.
We should also note that Devontae Adams wanted to play for the Raiders. He kind of didn't want to play. He wanted out of Green Bay. So that was part of it. Roquan wants out of Chicago. But Roquan looks like he just wants a new deal that's appropriate for his production on the field. And there are two reasons why I don't think it happens for the Raiders. And the first one is, you already have a linebacker that supposedly wants a new deal in Denzel Perryman. So how would that look if you're bringing in another linebacker and then paying him on an extension? Because Roquan is not just going to play on his rookie deal. He wants that extension. He's probably going to be paid like a three player at his position, which means you're going to have to pay him about 17, 18 million per year. So
Mo, real quick, let me interrupt you before you continue though. To that point though, because I saw that point discussed amongst Raider fans. Mm-hmm. Their point is, well, Perryman's older, we get a younger guy. How do you deal with that question?
Here's the thing. If you're going to bring Roquan in and pay him, then you're going to have to deal Perryman, because basically it sets a bad precedent in your life. You're going to take care of a guy from another team before you take care of your own. Because if you look at what the Raiders have done this offseason, that's been the running theme, to take care of their own first. Hunter Renfrow gets an extension. Derek Carr gets an extension. Max Crosby gets an extension. Yes, they brought in Chandler Jones, but they needed a guy on the other side, that they basically swap Yannick Ngakoue for Chandler Jones. So you're letting a guy go and bring another guy in. So that's why I said, if you're bringing in Roquan, why are you keeping Denzel then? Because he's going to say, well, you brought in another guy, you paid him. I had a Pro Bowl season last year. Where's my money? No, so it could just rub guys in the locker room the wrong way. Although you've paid a lot of your guys, I think the Raiders would rather pay their guy than bring in another guy and pay him more, because Denzel Perryman is not going to cost as much as a Roquan Smith. Again, right. Roquan is probably going to get top three, top five money at his position. And to your point, and you've said this a lot, you just can't pay everybody. You know, as the three guys that I just mentioned on roster got extensions. They also extended Davante Adams after they acquired him. When you look down the road, you're going to have to penny pinch at other positions when you pay certain guys. And I think the linebacker position is a non-premium position. It's not like an edge rusher or a quarterback or a wide receiver. Those are premium positions. Yes. Those are key players. Linebackers are on the bottom of the totem pole along with the running back position as far as when it goes to premium value. So I don't see the Raiders trading for a non-premium premium player and then extending him on a lucrative deal that would make him top three at his position.
Yeah, and that's what the one of the points I was making, Mo, throughout the week was exactly that too. When you look at, because everybody focuses on, well, it's $21 million, $22 million, $25 million in cap. Well, guess what though? Again, you're looking at it in the short term. You're talking about a longer term deal, a player, a younger player, to your point, who's going to get top three money, number one. Number two, you have to take care of Darren Waller. If you go out and trade for Roquan Smith and give him a deal before you give Waller a deal, you think that's going to help you with Waller and his agent? Do you think he's going to feel good? Do you think that's going to help the locker room? No, not at all. Second, I look at this, and that is, after this season, depending what happens, there's going to be, I don't think there's any question, Mo, based on their declining fifth-year options on Abram, Jacobs, and some other guys, that they're going to have some pretty significant roster turnover. They're going to have to go out and get some more bodies. Draft, yes, but also free agents. It could come in the defensive secondary, defensive line, wherever it may come. So they're going to have to allot money in those spots. And I just am concerned that fans often think that this, because there's $21 million there, you can go get anybody you want.
And here's the other thing about that $21 million. I said this on Twitter, and I also have an article on this out. I think the Raiders need to sign an offensive tackle. Now, what if they want to spend money on an offensive tackle, which is a premium position, which is more valuable than a linebacker, because that's the guy that's going to be protecting your quarterback on the right side. Then you want to spend money there. And then you want also want to have money going into the season, because you're going to have to deal with, you're going to deal with injuries, players out of the line. We have to sign guys after the preseason, after final cuts, during the season. You have to keep money on hand just in case you deal with injuries. So you don't want to spend it all up. You want to you want to address your spots that we have question marks, but you also want to keep money just in case you have a situation. Now, to your point about the long term, the Raiders have question marks, and a lot of people would agree with this. The Raiders have question marks at offensive tackle, what I just mentioned, and at cornerback. Now, what if next season they want to spend at both positions and not draft a guy? What if they want to get a veteran and spend a little money there? Yep. You want to have that money freed up instead of tying it up again with the linebacker, because it's not like the Raiders linebacker position is terrible. As I just mentioned, Denzel Perryman is coming off of a Pro Bowl year. I know he's older, but he's coming off his best season. You got a young guy in Divine Diablo, who a lot of people have been high on. They signed Jayon Brown. If you can get a bargain at a position, you don't need to spend at, you know, top dollar at every spot on your roster.
No, absolutely. And by the way, just a reminder, tomorrow on Friday morning, we'll have one of our new extra podcasts, by the way. They're shorter, but it's all Q&A. And we have a question about linebackers for tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow and we'll talk a little bit more about the linebackers. Yeah. And Mo, I think that's the thing too. I also saw a lot of, well, trade draft picks, right? So we know the Raiders traded draft capital in the Davante Adams deal and other deals as well, including even Jared Stidham. Jared Stidham had a draft pick. Yeah, it's a sixth rounder, I think, or seventh rounder. I can't remember, but one of those. And so draft capital. And so I had somebody come back with actually a good argument against me. He's like, well, you say they don't do this, but look what the Patriots did. They traded draft capital all the time. Again, situation similar. I'm not going by what the Patriots always did. I'm going by what I've seen Dave Ziegler do. And also the fact that this team, again, when you're rolling people off the roster that are coming into their fifth year and they're coming off their rookie deals, this is where the salary cap stuff comes in. They're rolling off the deal. You might go get some veterans, like you said, Mo. Great point. But then they're going to have to go get younger players on those rookie type contracts so that they can keep their star players, right? So they all work together. It's like a teeter totter. And so when you up, up the ante on some of these veteran players, you got to fill your roster with some younger talent on those rookie contracts. That's how you do it in the NFL.
Absolutely. And just a case in point with the cornerback position, Rocky Asin, Anthony Averett, Trayvon Mullen, all those guys are in a contract year. So even if they don't go out and get a different guy, and let's say one of those cornerbacks that they have right now plays well, they're going to have to pay one of those guys.
Yes.
So yeah. You again, you just a good roster has a balance of high paid stars and guys on a rookie deal who are outplaying their contract. You just have to have that balance.
You do. And again, it goes by position in the NFL. It's not 1986. Where linebacker, the game was different. And so, yeah, a Lawrence Taylor, you know, yeah, you pay him whatever he wants. I think the Raiders are in a different position and they just took care of a bunch of guys, including their quarterback, the most important guy on the field. And so they have to be careful. Yes, they're building that defense up, but you're going to have, you have a lot of question marks. You don't know if Trayvon Mullen, as much as I love the kid, you don't know if he's going to make it, if he's going to come back and be able to stay healthy. So there's a lot of question marks. So they need to keep some salary freedom there for the future. So good. All right. Well, that's the end of that discussion. And that means we're going to take our first break. When we come back here on Silver and Black today, we're going to delve into some more things around the defense. Patrick Graham's scheme. We've seen it now in one game against Jacksonville out in Canton. Now they're getting set for the Vikings this weekend in Las Vegas. What is that scheme look like so far? How's it been? And what can we learn so far in the play that we've seen and stuff coming out of camp? All right, we'll come back right after this. You're listening to Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast. We'll be right back.